Hey guys, I have Paul Taplin from Into the Wild Bicycle Tours. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Adrian, how are you?
Doing awesome. Like I mentioned before, today it's about old school versus new school methodology. And I guess we'll get started if that's okay with you.
Sounds great. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's do it. So my first question to you today, Paul, is how would you describe an old school bicycle tour company versus, say, a new school bike tour company?
Well, like an old school, in my opinion, is, it's something the internet obviously has changed everything. People no longer need a shop front to find customers, so you can get your customer base, via online marketing or whatever it may be. So like old school versus new school, I think just the digital age has changed everything. It kind of makes new school makes life a lot easier. You can, you don't have to be constantly taking phone calls and inquiries. You have all the information online. People can, people want to book a tour, they can just follow the prompts, book it themselves, and you get the confirmation. Saves me a lot of time having to take down credit card numbers or deposits or whatever it may be. And then within a week or 10 days, whatever it is, the money will transfer into my account, and it's just a very, very easy process.
Right on.
Scheduling wise, it's all the dates are online, and the availability is online. So if I have a tour that's sold out and someone wants that date and the date isn't there, well then, it's quite obvious that the tour is either sold out or not available. So maybe that's when they give me a call and I would have to email them back or whatever it may be. So old school versus new school for me, definitely takes out a little bit of the stress, a little bit of the work, and that's something you're always looking forward to when you're running multiple trips during the week or during the month or whatever it may be. There's a lot that goes in behind the scenes rather than just getting the actual customer. So it gives me more time to prepare for whatever that may be,
Absolutely. I appreciate to hear that, and I'm glad we've been able to help you focus more on the experience side of things beyond anything. Along those lines, my second question is, what old school elements would you say you've kept, and why have you done so?
Old school method. I still like to write everything down. I still have a journal or a calendar, basically, like a in a like a leather book. So I have my bookings to run on an electronic system, but I don't know. Something that I like to do is I like to write everything down. And then beside each booking, I have additional information on bicycle tour company. So I need things like heights and gender to set people up on bikes. I serve a lunch, so I always have questions like if anybody has any dietary requirements. So these are little notes that I personally like to have written down. And for me, having a hard copy, it's a lot easier. Some people like to do everything on a computer. I probably do 90% of my things on the computer, but I still like that book. It's kind of like my Bible. It's something I have
Absolutely.
on me all the time. It's very easy for me to scroll through the book when someone asks about a date, rather than having to, if you're not at your computer, having to turn on a computer, having to look at a certain date. It's very quick and efficient, even though I'm sure there's systems out there that are very quick and efficient to do the same thing electronically. I like to write things down in that sense.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing. And in terms of the new school elements, not just online booking, but anything I guess you would consider digital, like you mentioned, what kind of new school elements would you say you've adopted and why have you done so?
New school in getting bookings or just new school in getting customers? As in
Definitely
like
in general, whether it's like forms of advertising or stuff you've done online, like social media or maybe YouTube videos, as a lot of our clients
So
mentioned.
yeah, they're all things that I do use, Google AdWords, Google positioning. For me, I'm pretty well placed organically on Google. I haven't done a whole lot of work for SEO, as in search engine optimization, where I actually lie on Google. Without me having to put a whole lot of work in, I'm up there at the top most of the time for relevant searches. So in that sense, I can't say I've done a whole lot of SEO, but advertising, Google AdWords for sure, different digital prints. There's a couple of companies that sell tours wholesale, stuff like that. You know, that's something I say it's kind of new. Where you would have went to a travel agent in the past, these are kind of like people who are online travel agents.
Absolutely.
Who plan people's trips or something. So that's something that definitely comes to me. But I still get
awesome.
Customers via the old school method of advertising in magazines or newspapers. It all depends on your demographic, you know?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing as well as clarifying. In terms of question number four, my question is, do you have any regrets in terms of either having done something old school that you didn't like or having done something new school that you didn't agree with?
I wouldn't say regrets, no. Maybe, you know, you adapt. Sometimes, you know, certain things may take a bit longer time to kind of transition if you're more accustomed to doing something in the manner, which may be,
absolutely.
For example, if someone's more accustomed to the old school side of things, it may take them a little bit longer to adapt to doing things online, basically. So, yeah, I wouldn't say a regret in any sense, but just to be patient, to give it time. And it does, for me, online booking and the new age of kind of digital and everything on a computer within reason, it definitely saves a lot of work, you know. You can save a lot of money by not having an office in a physical office downtown or wherever you may be around the world. If you don't have that, you know, you're saving quite a substantial amount of money. You're not tied into a place where you have to be every day. You can be remote within reason. And I think that's something that maybe is, I don't know, it's something that's very kind of people seeing that and that they wouldn't have to be in a certain area at a certain time every day to get their bookings. It gives them a lot more freedom and a lot more time to do other things. So it's definitely a bonus.
Absolutely. No, appreciate that. Last and finally, my question is, what advice would you have for businesses for considering these kinds of changes, either people who are still on the fence or people who have been a little bit reluctant to perhaps consider some of the newer school elements?
Like I just said earlier when you asked me about regrets, I think it's patience. You know, sometimes people may not have grown up with computers or working on computers and they may be a little bit slower to pick things up, but you know, it is very straightforward. It's something that if you give it time, you'll pick it up handily enough, you know. Like I'm 30 years old, so I'm kind of in the bracket where I grew up with computers and phones and things like that. For someone maybe 10 years older than me, or you know, in their 50s or 60s, sometimes things like this may seem a little daunting, but for me, it's definitely worth the transition. It saves you so much time and energy.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for your answers, Paul. Again, that concludes the interview, but we really do appreciate the time and you having participated in it.
No worries. Thanks for the call, Adrian.
Thank you. And we'll cut it off right there.
Cool.
Right on. Yeah, super. It's really helpful. You know, we're trying to give these little snippets. I'll let you know when the article comes out, but it's going to be you along with four other partners. You'll have a play button and people can just listen to the audio recording that we're going to provide them.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, there'll be links to your website. It'll increase your SEO, all that jazz.
Nice. So, yeah, when I have you on the line, I probably have a question or two.
Yeah, of course.
Well, are you guys have any plans to tie in? So do you want me to call you on your phone or is this, you know what I mean?
Oh, not a problem. I can cut off the, I can trim the audio recording later. So no worries.
All right. Are you guys have any plans to tie in Viator with Adventure Book?